This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 939. Andrea's overall 8.5 and her post-IELTS dream life.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can you imagine life after IELTS? You'll find out what life can look like after getting an overall 8.5 from Andrea, living her dream in Canada. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I have a question for all of you listening or watching, because this is also on YouTube. Do you think you could get an 8.5 on IELTS? I think a lot of people are like, no, not in a million years. But guys, we are here to tell you today it is possible because Andrea did just that. I'm so excited. Okay, Andrea, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now I said welcome back because you were on the show like 2 years ago. Can you remind us why you were on the show before?
Yes. So I was trying to apply for the Canadian permanent residency. So I definitely needed to take the IELTS. I had previously like an experience taking the TOEFL test. And I thought I could just use the same exam and the results. But then as I was going through the process, I learned that, no, you have to take the IELTS test. So I was trying just to find the best course online so that I could get the score that I needed. So that's why.
Okay, sweet. So that was 2 years ago, guys. If you want to listen to that episode, you can go back to IELTS Energy episode 426. Is that right? Yes, 426. I had to make sure. And you can listen to Andrea's advice from the first time. But the reason you're here today, right? Well, I already said you got an 8.5, but why did you take the test again 2 years later?
Yeah, so I had to take the test again because even though the first score was enough for me to qualify for the Canadian permanent residency, it's very tough to actually get the residency. And this was just kind of like my dream to come to Canada and live here since I was 14 years old. So I wanted to make sure that I just got the best score I could. So that's why I took it again and moved here, late, 2018. So October, 2018. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So wait, let's back up a little bit. So in 2017, right, you got a 7.5.
Yes. Right? Go ahead.
No.
So I was just going to say, so I took the test. I can't remember which month exactly, but I took the test and then I took it again in 2017. And then, so I think it was maybe like a month or a month and a half apart from each of, you know, from the two tests. Yeah. So it was actually both in 2017. I just didn't really let you guys know that I had gotten a better score. I was going through my emails and I said, oh, I never replied to these. I'm so sorry. I should not be like the type of person where, you know, I got what I needed. I'm just out of here. So I decided to reach out to you guys so that I would let you know how I did.
Okay, now it's clear. Okay, because I thought like you took it again like recently or something.
No.
Okay, guys. Okay, this is even cooler. So the first time, 7.5 and like first attempt, right? That's amazing already. But then you're like, nah, I can do better. So the second time you took it, 8.5. So break down your scores for me. What did you get in each section?
Actually, I believe I have it here on my screen because I wanted to make sure that I had what I needed. Oh, I think I closed it, but it was 8.5 for the listening, for the speaking, and am I missing one part? Reading. Reading, listening, and speaking, 8.5, and then 7.5 for the writing.
Okay.
So that's actually the section that I found the most difficult, because I thought I was doing great, but I guess I was not as great as I thought. Yeah.
Well, 7.5 on writing is still incredible. Like, that's still amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so let's focus on sort of two takeaways for our students today. The first would be more immediately useful, and the second would be inspirational. So the immediately useful category, I know this was a while ago, but did anything stick with you? Like, can you remember test day, and why were you able to increase your overall score by a whole band between the first and the second time?
To be quite honest, when I went through the IELTS course the first time, I mean, I did go through everything, every single section. However, I didn't really have the, I think, even like 30 days to study for the test. I had to kind of like rush to be able to get as, you know, as much information as I could. Yeah. And learn as many strategies as I could to get the 7.5. Now, the second time, I did take the whole 30-day plan, and I stick to it. And I remember even, like, practicing, because one of the things that you say is that if you have a friend who is a native speaker, a native English speaker, you know, just take advantage of that. So that's what I did. I didn't really have a friend at the time, but I searched online, and there was this website that I could just find language partners. So this guy was trying to learn Spanish, and of course I was trying to improve my English. So I just wanted to improve my speaking or get like good speaking scores. So I was practicing like several hours every day for 30 days. Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Yes. So let me sort of summarize this in just like a couple sentences that I think our students could use in their own practice. Sort of like, what can we learn from you, Andrea? So the first thing, guys, is to make sure you have enough time to do all the practice you need before your exam. Right? Because I mean, if we look at your experience, the difference between an overall 7.5 and 8.5, it's not just about like, oh, I need to learn more English. That's not it, right? Like, it's about taking the time to improve it overall, get the ideas, push yourself to do hard practice, right? Like finding a native speaker and like doing everything on the plan. Because I'm sure like, the first time you went through the course, you just did like the lectures from me with the strategies, but you kind of skipped over the other stuff. So there's a really good tip there, guys. Remember that IELTS is a balance. Half of it is, knowing the test. Mm-hmm. What is this question type? What is the examiner looking for? But the other half is English. Right? It's an English test at the end of the day. So we need a balance in our practice. So that's why, guys, if you are a 3-key student, follow everything on the study plan. And if you're not, you can be allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay. So there's like the immediate takeaways from your experience, what students can do, like challenge yourself, push yourself, put in the work, it'll pay off. And then here's the second takeaway, the inspirational bit. What happens to someone when they're done with IELTS? What happened to you?
So as I said previously, so I had this dream of coming to Canada and living here since I was 14, since I was in high school. So that's why I went for the IELTS test to be able to get the highest score possible, right? And what happened after that? Well, now I'm a permanent resident. I've been living in Canada for, in 2 days, it's going to be 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And then next year I can apply for Canadian citizenship. So I'm very, very excited about that. So it's basically just your dreams can come true if you work hard and if you study. So
That is so amazing. That is so amazing. Okay, I have a couple more questions for you, but it just reminds me of a class I just had with a personal coach student who wants to study in New Zealand. She's already a doctor in Brazil, but she needs to do this other stuff in New Zealand, right? And IELTS is like the one thing. Like, she cannot even start her New Zealand dream until she has these IELTS scores. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, IELTS is a passport. It is a passport for me to do what I want to do with my life. And that's it, right? Like, it is the key to unlocking so much stuff. Okay, but I'm just curious, Andrea, why Canada? Why, when you were 14, like, what struck you and like planted that dream?
Yeah, this is gonna sound kind of nerdy, but that's what I was thinking when I was 14. So when I was 14, I found this report that the United Nations puts out, I think almost every year. It's called the United Nations Human Development Index. And it's just basically a report that the United Nations puts out so that people know what are the best places to live in, taking into account different categories, right? Like safety, healthcare, you know, how much the country cares about the environment and some other things. So Canada was always kind of like in the top five, with like Norway, the Netherlands, and Sweden. So Scandinavian countries. And I thought, well, I don't really want to learn those languages. I've been learning English since I was like 10 months old. So I want to stick to English, right? And so that's why. I know it's a kind of like weird answer, but that's my answer. I just wanted to live in one of the best places on earth. And I chose Vancouver, which is super beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Vancouver, that's not that far from me. Vancouver's super cool.
Where are you?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
I went to Portland, I think it was last year.
Awesome. Well, yeah. You'll have to let me know next time you come. We can meet in person.
Definitely.
But I love this. Like, oh my gosh, I was not that forward thinking when I was 14. Like, actually looking at a UN report and thinking,
I know.
What quality of life do I want when I am mature or whatever?
Like, I know, it's weird.
That's awesome. Hey, nerds rule. Nerds succeed. And you are proof of that. I am proof of that. Nerds are amazing. So that's the message today. Anyway, this is so fantastic, Andrea. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and just giving us this window into your life after IELTS, right? Like, okay, last question, I promise. How relieved were you when you saw that 8.5 and you realized, oh, I never have to think about IELTS again?
I cannot put it into words. I was just so freaking happy because, to be quite honest, I didn't know if I could get 8.5 or even 8, but I did it. I mean, I followed the strategies that you guys teach, and I completed the daily study plan. I did a lot of practice, and it paid in the end.
Yes, I love it. Okay, guys, so if you are curious about the strategies, the study plan, the motivation that helped Andrea get higher than what like you even thought you could get, check it out, guys. We have 3 options to study with us. We have every test: academic, general, paper, computer. It's all there, guys, and I designed everything. So check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Andrea, thank you so much for getting in touch with us 2 years later and then like sharing your time with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.